It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Homeless advocates want the New Mexico legislature to provide more funding for services. The New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
Ahead of the 2020 legislative session that starts on January 21st, the New Mexico Coalition to End Homelessness has prepared a report to show how much it would cost to end homelessness. Hank Hughes leads the coalition and is encouraging lawmakers to make a one-time $48 million investment to build permanent supportive housing and $61 million over 2 years on programs to address homelessness directly.
One being permanent supportive housing for people with disabilities. The other thing we want them to fund is rapid rehousing, which is short-term rental assistance for people who just need a hand up for a short period of time to get out of homelessness.
I'm Roz Brown.
In more news, the plaintiffs in the case that found New Mexico's not providing an adequate education to all students are not happy. They are petitioning the courts to take further action, saying the state is still not doing enough despite a nearly $500 million increase last year in education funding. Fred Martino talked with the lead attorney on the case, Gail Evans.
The districts were mandated by state law to give salary increases. And so once the salary increases were provided to their personnel, there wasn't money left to spend on programs and services for at-risk students. And this was an issue that we put the legislature on notice of before those laws were passed. We had determined with districts that there wouldn't be enough money after they did the salary increases to provide additional programs and services, and the legislature still chose to take this route. We're very pleased that teachers got raises. That is certainly a part of what's necessary to address the systemic problems in our school system, but that's only part of it.
Right.
And so the legislature didn't do other things that are also necessary, and the raises that the legislature funded weren't enough.
Yeah.
And there was no reason to wait. Why are we waiting to make our teachers' salaries competitive with other states when we have this massive recruitment and retention problem in our state? We could start nipping that in the bud right now if we just right away made our salaries competitive with other states.
Yeah, and just to give people some background on that, they raised the minimum starting salary for teachers from $36,000 to $41,000 a year. But as you know, just down the road in the El Paso Independent School District, new teachers are making about $50,000 a year. So we're talking still, even with the increase, we're talking about a deficit of about 20%. So probably isn't a surprise to people that we still are hearing about a teacher shortage, that
Correct.
There are a lot of substitutes that are teaching. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you one thing that did surprise me, though. It wouldn't surprise you as attorney on this case, but I think it's important to mention during this show. What this means in some cases is you may even have folks who are still going to school to become an educator. They're in their first teaching job ever, and they're being put in a special education class to teach special education students, something that one would think would require some specialized training and experience before you're put into that position.
Right, and this was part of the evidence that the court heard, these exact sorts of problems. And one of the proposals that we have to remedy that is to create incentives for young people in our state to want to become special ed teachers, bilingual teachers, is certified to teach English as a second language. And we're looking for ways to build the capacity of our state to educate our students. And this really is a long-term statewide effort that needs to be made. This case and the solution to our constitutional crisis in our education system, it doesn't lie in just providing more funding to the schools. It lies in a statewide cooperative effort with some strong leadership directing how we're going to build the capacity. We need infrastructure, we need Wi-Fi, we need teachers, we need social workers, we need people trained to work with our culturally and linguistically rich population. This is what it's going to take. And this is not what we've seen from the state in response to this ruling.
That was Gail Evans speaking with Fred Martino. Evans is the lead attorney in the case that found New Mexico is not providing an adequate education to all students. You can watch the full Newsmakers interview tonight at 7 on television from KRWG Public Media.